In the name of Jesus, amen. A glorious throne set on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. They say to me, "Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come." Some few weeks ago, a judge by the name of Roy Moore placed a large stone in the courthouse upon which were written the Ten Commandments. You know the story. It was declared unconstitutional and placed in a back room. In this morning's paper, you may have read that a man in Winston-Salem, New York, in support of Judge Moore, placed a large stone in the courtyard. The mayor assured everyone that by evening time, it would be gone. Jeremiah speaks of a new covenant. It's placed not on stone. It's placed in hearts. Ezekiel speaks of this. "I will remove from you," he says, "hearts of stone, and place in you hearts of flesh." The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The will of God became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the perfect will, the embodiment of the Ten Commandments, if you will. Not in a back room is he, but in the public proclamation of the church. Not removed from the front lawn, but the object of our baptism and the feast of our eating and drinking. God said, "Thou shalt not covet." Jesus desires not what you have, but desires to give you what he has and is. God said, "Don't bear false witness." Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, our intercessor, speaking good to the Father of us. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And he hid our failings and our sins under the cloak of his own blood. "Thou shalt not steal." He does not take what is ours. He gives what is his. And this without our merit. "Thou shalt not commit adultery." He is the perfect groom and husband of the church, washing her clean by his blood. The one who will never go away and seek another. Faithful unto death is Jesus. "Thou shalt not kill." He comes to give life and to give it more abundantly. He is the Creator through whom all things were made, and by His death, death is overcome, and the life of resurrection revealed and bestowed. Honor your father and your mother. This is He of whom His father Joseph and His mother Mary had no cause to worry about, but more, in Him His heavenly Father is glorified. Remember the Sabbath day. Jesus is the Sabbath day. He is the eighth day of ongoing worship and praise. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. He is the Lord's name who brings us to speak it. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Come, Lord Jesus. Have no other gods before me, nor any graven image. He is the image of the Father, in whom the Father is known. He is the perfect worship of the Father, who gives His body over as the perfect living and spiritual sacrifice. Take, eat. This is My body, given for you. Drink of it, all of you, this cup of the New Testament in My blood. Do we care that Roy Moore didn't have his way? I suspect there's an argument that the Ten Commandments can sit there, as they say, with all other testimonies of our legal antecedents. But they can never take the Ten Commandments away. It is permanently enfleshed, written in the very body of Him who is the Son of God. And written in us because we are in Him. Where is the Word of God? Let it come. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. And this we pray, not that it is only by our prayers that God's kingdom come, but we pray that His kingdom come also in us. I will change your hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. To the Father be all praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.